this time, we're just saying a greet to you on this special Mother's Day podcast series. Yes, we're back with our podcast series, and today I have a wonderful, great woman with me who is going to be sharing her own mother's journeys with us. Before we go into that, I just want to say to you all listening, those who are listening and will listen to this later, happy blast shine Mother's Day. Happy blast shine Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day in the UK, and we're celebrating all mothers and mothers to be. For those who are listening in on this podcast series for the first time, this is Mother's Journeys Reflections Initiative. You are on our platform today, and what we do here is we celebrate mothers. We celebrate all mothers and mothers to be. We celebrate motherhood, everything about motherhood. We celebrate all categories of mothers, because we find out that all mothers have peculiar journeys. We are all in our various peculiar journeys. We are all in our various stages of our mothers' journeys. And we encourage our mothers to shine brighter. We encourage them to embrace their journeys, to embrace themselves, and to share their journeys as much as you can, as you are led to share within the time frame you want to share it. But we realize that your very peculiar journey can be a blessing to another mother. And your journeys is a combination of your trials, your challenges, your successes, your failures, everything, all that you, your achievements, all the things about yourself, about you. Those things accumulate your journeys. And when you are able to share some of that, when somebody is able to listen to what you've been through and how you got through it, they can be encouraged in their own journeys. They can be encouraged by your testimonies, by how you dealt with a situation or a challenge. Mother's journey is just really trying to tell another, to tell a mom, to tell another mother or a mom-to-be that yes, you are in a journey, but there are many people, that many other mothers that have gone through this journey, and it will be great to hear their testimony, because as you hear it, you'll be blessed, you'll be impacted, you'll be lifted, you'll be influenced, you'll be encouraged to go through what you're going through, because you are not alone. You are not alone. And that's why our logo looks like that. We project a mom holding somebody. That means you can take somebody along in your journey by sharing your journey, by encouraging them that what is it you're going through? I've been through it, and this is how you can give them some advice, guides, whatever. But just encourage somebody. But most important thing is for you to celebrate yourself as a mom. So thank you so much for those who are listening in and will listen in to this later. Once again, welcome to Mother's Journeys and Reflection Platform. And one of the very key things for mothers is the fact that we need to take care of ourselves, and it's something that I don't know if during the pandemic, I'm sure we saw that there was no choice. You just had to rest. You had to take care of yourself. But now we're in post-pandemic, and you know all the mad rush has started again and everything. Yeah. And it looks like we mustn't forget what the lessons that we also learned during that pandemic. That whatever the case may be, you must rest.
Yes. You know, I started to take care of myself during the pandemic because I was forced to slow down. That was when I was bored out of my mind. I knew I had to clean myself every single minute. And I think I kind of like it. This is clear enough. I think I like it. I started paying attention, improving in the pandemic, I made sure that I carried on with it because I just think that, you know what, we're not reclining back to that. You know, pandemic has offered us a great opportunity, you know, to actually stop, reflect, rethink, reframe where we want to be, you know, for those that are given the opportunity to still be around, you know, many of our
friends. Yes, a lot of people, so many,
but we have been given the second chance. How are we making the most of the second chance we're given, you know, to put things right, not just physically, you know, we talked a lot about physical, you know,
Thank you for that, because the focus for this year's Mother's Day special, because what we normally do, as I said earlier on, we always do like different sessions, live sessions, and you know, things like that, but this time around it was just laid in my heart. I just thought the focus should just be focus on you as an individual, focus on you first, you know, and all that. Of course, you can celebrate everybody, you know, all the moms, everybody around you, the mother figures, everything, but focus on you. You must celebrate yourself and focus on yourself as well. Make sure that you are well enough, you're doing fine enough to be able to be a blessing to other people as well. So it's very important, and that was the focus for mothers this year. Thank you for that. Thank you.
No,
I love this. I love this conversation. I'm sure it will be very busy. I am very, very sure, because mothers will be like, oh, it's...
Yes.
It's Mother's Day. Yes. And it shouldn't, you know, the thing about it is that it shouldn't just be because he's, I love what you said, because it shouldn't be that it's just because it's Mother's, you know, Mother's Day. And of course, there will be more people, you know, going into all the saloons and all that. But generally, we just have to find time. You just have to find the time. And what you're saying is very peculiar. This is a very peculiar, similar journey to all mothers. I'm saying it because those who are listening and will listen will understand what we're talking about, because they'll be able to, like, it will strike a chord with them now. What Councillor Sijuade has said today is very vital, it's very important, and it strikes, they would say to themselves, this is me, this is just me, and, you know, I need to take time out to take care of myself, so, because we are so busy.
On your head for six weeks.
I'm just shuffling the scarves of the wigs on.
Oh gosh.
Underneath, and they need to. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Things that we do to all this, our
that
hair,
we
and
inflict, that we inflict on ourselves. And if you look at it that way, maybe, you know, that will, you know, care us and, you know, jumpstart us. Just, you know what? I need to start taking care of me.
Yes.
You know, for a change. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. That's it, really, because I was trying to bring out, I think the one of the key things that you mentioned was stay committed to be an involved person. Very important that we just have to keep evolving. Don't give up on yourself. Don't ever give up. If everybody's giving up on you, don't give up on yourself, you know.
I don't want to bash Bible. Everybody's listening for more walks of life. Mm.
Yes.
Yes. The Bible reminds you that you
have to renew your mind every day. Mm. That's what an evolved person is. Mm. All right. Thank you so much for that. I'm just going to go straight to the next question. You are a great woman in leadership, and you are such an inspiration to many. What would you say to a mother in terms of taking on leadership roles or participation in their community and affirming themselves to strive to be the best version of themselves? Any word of encouragement or a challenge to them? So, for mothers or mothers-to-be that really would like to take on things like leadership roles or participate in their community, from your experience, your peculiar journey, what do you want to say to them? What would you like to say to them, please?
First things first, never, ever, no matter what, second guess yourself.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
Never, ever, for whatever reason, second guess yourself. If you believe it, you receive it, you believe it, you conceive it, it's yours.
Wow.
How you go about doing it is another matter, and how long it takes you to get there is another matter. But it's about you believing in yourself first and foremost, that you have the ability, you have the capability. And even if you feel that there are things that need to be done for you to get there, by all means, go and learn a skill. Go and develop yourself. But don't give up on yourself and thinking that certain things are reserved for certain people. And those things are far-fetched dreams that it can never be you. No, it can be you. You know, so it's a matter of believing in yourself. Believing that you have everything it takes, you must, you know, as a, you know, you get an insect that lays an egg.
Yes.
You know, they morph into different stages before it becomes a full-blown insect, you know. But there are different stages. Realize the stages you are. You know, align yourself with people that can assist you. Get yourself a mentor if need be.
Mm.
But you will get there. That's the most important thing that I want you to know, that you have everything it takes, you know, to morph into your being with color and with life. You know, life will come, you know. Life will come.
Yes.
We talked about that earlier.
Yes, we did.
You know, that is the beauty. That is the tapestry,
yes,
of life. You,
yes,
know, we have those nuances. You know, people will tell you that, you know, who are you? Where are you coming from? People will doubt you. You have your doubters. You have your haters. You have the people that don't believe in you. You have people that will pull you down. You have people that say, is it only you? You know, where did she come from? Blah, 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 blah. But as long as you have the resolute in your heart of heart that this is a calling for you, and you believe that you know, you deserve the opportunity, and you've worked hard, you've paid your dues.
Yes.
By all means, go for it, you know. And, you know, things doesn't happen overnight. I must say that things doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Build that track record. Build all your skill, harness it, hone them, you know, so that when the opportunity comes, you are prepared to take those opportunities. When I made an example today, when I got elected, I wasn't just taking just like that. I have been long term committed to community work long before
I became serving.
Member. Yeah, I have served. I served in the prison, you know, in the prison work. I was an independent monetary board for a good 10 years.
Wow.
10 years.
Wow.
No pay. It wasn't like it was a paid salary. You know, I mean, my expenses were paid, my lunch money were paid, that was about it. And I know how I was looked down, I was pulled down over the fact that when are you gonna give this up? You know, I had those challenges, you know, what do you gain from it? You know, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you know, but I didn't listen. I actually enjoyed it. It was my passion to actually go into prison to serve the people that are incarcerated, that otherwise don't have rights in society.
Wow.
You know, they can't vote, you know, but they do have human rights, but they can't vote. There were other rights that have been restricted, but,
you know,
I wanted to reach out to those people, and I did that for 10 years. And guess what? It landed me in Buckingham Palace. I was given the opportunity in 2019, given an invitation to attend the Queen's Garden Party. You know, in 2019, you know, when people say, what is it that you're doing? What are you doing it for? You know, surprisingly, somebody, anonymously nominated me, you know, that, you know, I was deserving of that invitation, and it was such a great honor, you know, and a privilege to be able to be, you know, back in front of that
momentum. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I reached what I did, you know. So, you know, what am I trying to say in all of this? That, you know, when you give up your time, when you serve, you know, let your service go before you, you know, it will speak for you later, is what I'm trying to say. You know, stay committed, you know, serve other people's vision. I'm a great server of other people's vision. I will serve until you tell me that we've had enough of you. And I will move on, you know, to the next one. I will always serve. Even as an elected person, I'm still serving. So leadership is also about serving.
Yes.
You know, it's not about being up there, you know, you're to be idolized, you're to be worshipped. Oh, no. I'm called to serve. You know, it's wherever, you know, you need me, you'll find me there. If you tell me I need you here, be sure I'll be there. If you say that, we're okay, we're doing great, we're happy, you know, I'll say thank you, you know, moving on, you know, to the next service or where I can serve. But what I'm trying to make is that let's be a servant. not in a bad connotation way, but let's serve, let's give service, you know, because those service is what will speak for you much, much later on, because you cannot reap what you haven't sown.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of the things that I enjoy today, and yes, I do get the haters, the jealousy, the envy, but they don't know that I've paid my dues.
Yes.
You know, I've paid my dues, even in the most uncomfortable times, even in my darkest times. You know, I paid my dues, you know, so if I'm being celebrated here or celebrated, it's because I've served my time. But I've served my time, you know, so, you know, and I believe that, you know, if you do that, you know, sooner or later, the door will open for you. It has no choice but to open for you because...
It's a very good aspect, and I think mothers, if you are listening in, look into your community and see what you can do. Even if
whilst
you are,
whilst the children are at school,
you
can even engage with your children's school. What's happening in your children's school? Talking about your children's time, especially those stay-at-home moms. You know, their nursery. You know, I think first time when my children started nursery was the first time I was invited to be a nursery governor, for instance. You know, so those are the kind of things that you can engage with because it fits around your family time, your children's time, and it keeps you occupied. Aside from just being at home, being bored and not really, you know, being active, you know, it engages you mentally as well, you know, you're meeting other mothers, you know, and you're exchanging ideas, you know, and you actually feel that feeling that you're actually contributing something and you're making a difference. I think it's quite rewarding.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you. And thank you for encouraging women in leadership, you know, generally to take up women, mothers to take on leadership roles and not... At this point in time, we're focusing on inspiring all categories of mothers. That's what we do on this forum. But on this occasion, we are asking our guests to give a word of advice to immigrant mothers coming from other countries, other regions. For example, a lot of people are coming from Nigeria at this moment. They're coming into the UK, and a lot of immigrant mothers don't really know what to do, you know, and all that. I can say personally that I have got like a few, you know, calls and all that, what do I do, how do I do this, how do I do that, you know, tips like that. Any tips for mothers like that? I know that it's not generally, it's not only Nigeria, people are coming from other countries for different reasons, but any tips, any advice to share for these mothers, please?
I just want to reiterate the point that people leave their home country for different reasons, you know, best known to them. And we can't downplay the reason why they will decide to uproot. Of course, people leave for economical reasons. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who have to flee to save their own lives and the lives of their children and their family. You know, I'm thinking more of those kind of people that where they call home is no longer safe for them. They can no longer lay their head down and to have a secure and thriving environment to grow and develop and raise their children. So some women families have to up and go. You know, some we lost, you know, along the journey. In getting to their various destinations, you know, and may their soul rest in peace.
Amen.
They're looking for peace and they're looking for to lay their head. But peradventure, you are one of those mothers that, you know, you are where you are, wherever, you know, part of the world you find yourself, and you are struggling. I will advise that seek out help. Don't suffer in silence. You know, and I particularly want to speak to those women who are the things that are really, really vulnerable to what we call abuse. And there are different categories of abuse. You have the sexual abuse, those that, you know, that are being used as sex workers, traffickers.
Yeah, obviously.
Those that are even physically abused by their own spouse, emotional abuse, neglect, you name it, you know. Speak out if you're suffering from abuse, you know. You will not be deported because you are being abused. You know, and I know sometimes the spouses use that as another weapon and power, you know, over their spouse, because I've had it in my line of work.
Yes.
You know? Not once, not twice. It's a regular occurrence that, you know, that people are, you know, dying in silence because they cannot remember that they are doing their
job. What they are going through.
They're being battered. They don't know where to go, where to turn, and they think that it all ends. And they'll be thrown back to where they were even running away from, and they're living in a hell.
Yes.
You know, so it's those women that I really want to address that get help. Seek for help. Ask for help. Some are not even able to feed their families. There are other various organizations out there, such as Food Bank, for instance, who help. They're not discriminatory. They won't even ask you about your papers. You have papers, you don't have papers. They even have a social media category for those who have no recourse to benefit. Although it's not a permanent fixture, you know, there's a limit to how much, you know, you can have over a period of time. In an emergency, get the help. Is what I'm trying to say. You know, get in touch with, you know, Women's Aid, there's Women's Refuge. There are various organizations that, even if they can't help you, they can signpost you to other organizations that can help you, but do not suffer in silence.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for encouraging. Give a special award for mothers and mothers to be on this unique day and occasion in the UK. We know that the listeners are going to be from everywhere. It might not just be those in the UK, but right now this is a special podcast series for mothers in the UK. Well, podcast series towards Mother's Day in the UK. So what will be that special word? What's that special word you want to give to them, please?
Especially what I have in my heart is take time for yourself. Take time out for yourself. Don't underestimate the time that you need to pour back into yourself. You know, life will happen. It happens all the time. There's so many nuances to life. You know, but make sure you take time to pour back into yourself, refresh yourself. When you do that, then you can pour into others. You know, don't forget yourself along the road whilst you're helping somebody else. You know, because it's so easy that, you know, you look at the time and you say, where's the time gone? You know, there's people who are full-time, you know, in full-time jobs and also trying to raise their children, or full-time man.
Yes.
And so, and you know, that we find ourselves in different ways. Yeah. And I particularly want to draw attention to those mothers who, for whatever reason, their child might be in prison. You know, we talked about prison because I have come across,
mothers like that.
Mothers like that, and I'm trying to gather my thoughts because I remember a very sad story that I met one of my classmates, my former classmates, in prison one time.
Wow.
And, you know, and it was really sad, you know, and he was on his way out. So he was able to share with me that the saddest part of him being in prison was that, you know, he never got to bury his mom.
Wow.
And the whole time he was in prison, his mother was diagnosed with cancer, and he was unable to be there for his mom, and his mom has gone home, you know, and that broke his heart. The fact that he couldn't be there throughout her illness, and he wanted to say goodbye to her, you know, he couldn't be there. It was really, really heartbreaking, you know. So I just want to reach out to those moms that, you know, that they may have a child in prison, you know, that we are praying, we are supporting you, you know, thinking of you, you know, at this difficult time. The parents that are struggling with their children's mental health as well, you know, and they've lost all hope, you know, in terms of they don't know where to turn, and it's starting to affect their own mental health, you know. You are in our thoughts, you know, we are thinking of you, and we're sending you warm, strong hugs, you know. There are parents that, you know, that full-time carers as well, you know, they don't even get time for themselves, they don't even get those respite moments, you know. We are thinking of you, you know, we want you to give yourself a pat on the back, you
yes.
know, even if nobody's clapping for you.
Yeah, clapping for you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Councillor Adeoye. Thank you for that word of encouragement. Yes, in all categories. Yes, moms are priceless, special.
Mothers at this special time.
Yes.
Mother's Day, you know, we do have people that Mother's Day is actually a difficult day for them.
Yes,
you know,
yes, you're right. You're right.
The calendar, you know, it's very difficult.
Yes.
You know, Father's Day is dreadful for me because I lost my father. You know, he's no longer with us, but my mother is still around. But for some people, you know, their loved ones are not around at this
time. Yes. Like myself, I don't have my mom and my dad either. And honestly,
because it's to you,
yes,
to everyone at this very difficult time, you know. Yeah, because the kisses were thinking of you, you know, you're not left out this conversation.
It's very important, yes, to also reflect on, you know, our moms that have gone, you know, gone to beyond or whatever. It shows from time to time you would reflect and see how significant the role of your mother is in your life. Especially sometimes for me, and for me personally, I always reflect on that, because when I became, you know, when you become a mom, you realize that, it would have been great if you could have your own mother here as well to do a lot of things.
And those that have lost their child as well.
Yes,
you know,
yes, at this point in time, yes,
at
yes.
At this point in time, you know, maybe through miscarriage, through
or different things. The Lord strengthen you at this time. The Lord strengthen you at this time. I think it's very important that we do that. And also, generally, we're also speaking to mamas to be. We're speaking to moms in waiting, because motherhood is not just about child, you know, just having children. No, it's not. There's more. There's a lot. There's a lot. Motherhood is really multifaceted. There's so much about motherhood, because it's not, because your children are not just your, you know, your children are not just your biological children. You've got other children in different categories as a mother too. So we are reaching out to those moms, moms in waiting, those who are still trusting God for the fruit of the womb, trusting for their children, all that. I know that some of them, when Mother's Day come like this, it's not, some of them don't really feel too good about it and all that, because they see, you know, they may possibly reflect on their experiences and all that. But we're saying to you that stay strong, stay believing, have faith, and I know that you are next in line. You are next in line for your blessing. It will come. It will come to pass. We're praying that God will answer you in a special way. Please get the information. You know, get the information, get the support, anything that you need. You understand? So it's important here in terms of that aspect. You know that, but please be encouraged. So we're celebrating you. We're celebrating all categories of God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. We're rounding up now. Yes, thank you so much. Councilor Adeoye, thank you very much. The last bit I wanted to ask is, how can people connect with you if people want to? Thank you. Thank you so much, Councilor Adeoye. Thank you for that word of encouragement. And I think that... can they connect with you, please? If any mother or mother wants to reach you, what is the best way that they can connect with you? Thank you.
Actually, on all social, most of the social media platforms, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. I'm also on TikTok and Snapchat, but not active. My children
I've been banned from TikTok. I'm telling you, I tried to get on Snapchat. My kids, they don't want to see me there. Scammers.
It's outright begging. I do not open it. I do not read it. If fact, I block it instantly. I do that because I don't think it's right, but I don't think it's fair, you know, that you will take that and post that on the person that has invited you, you know, to giving access, you know, you should share that access together to be, you know, harassing them for one reason or the other. I don't believe that if I detect you do that or do that with any of my friends that we have in common or mutual friends, look, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, you know, but, you know, I make no apology for actually blocking instantly. It's just, that's just the way it is, you know, but you're welcome to talk to me, you're welcome to share, you know, with me. I'm here to listen. I will listen. If it's something that I can do, I will do. If it's something that I will point you, signpost you, I will signpost you. If it's out of my reach, out of my capacity, you know, I'm definitely pointing the right direction. My doors are open, so please reach out to me on this various platform. But if it's about, you know, begging or anything like that, I won't entertain that, I'm afraid. But any other thing, you know, let's be civil, let's be dignified in the way we do things, and let's be respectful as well, you know. Yeah, it's a mutual thing, and I'm ready to have that wonderful exchange with you, you know, with some of those grounds. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Councillor Siju Adeoye. We love you on Mother's Journeys and Reflections, and we really appreciate you. We appreciate your time. We love you. We thank you so much for coming on this and sharing your very peculiar mother's journey. Apparently, you just shared a bit of it, really, because nobody is able to share the entire aspect of their mother's journey, because there are some aspects that you just don't have, you know, you possibly don't even remember to share, or even you can't comprehend everything, really. You can't. But we're grateful. We're grateful that we have that privilege to have a mother's journey, and we have that, and it's very similar. I always say it is usually very similar but very peculiar, because there are similarities, but they are always peculiar to everyone. But thank you so much for sharing yours with us today, and we have been so blessed to have you. Thank you so much, bro. And we are we're praying that you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. I hope you are planning to do something great as well for yourself. Yes. Take some time out for yourself.
I'm looking forward. And, you know, no pressure to anybody.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we're sharing that, take that time out. Even if money is tight.
Yes. Walk in the park.
Take your lunch, go to your happy lunch.
If it's your sandwiches,
if it's your jollof rice, if it's your take it.
Yes.
In
providing
it's not raining, of course.
Yes, that's the thing.
Enjoy it. It's free. You know, but just take, the point is to take time out and do something special.
Yes.
And do what is special to you.
To you, yes. Yeah.
On that day, what you find is special and it's affordable and it's not, you know, overly, you know, that would feel like, you know, just, you know, go out there and just enjoy yourself. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sis. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. A special award for mothers and mothers to be on this unique day and occasion in the UK. We know that the listeners are going to be from everywhere. It might not just be those in the UK, but right now this is a special podcast series for mothers in the UK. Podcast series towards Mother's Day in the UK. So what will be that special award? What's that special award you want to give to them, please?
The special word I have for my heart is take time for yourself. Take time out for yourself. Don't underestimate the time that you need to pull back into yourself. You And our life will happen. It happens all the time. There's so many nuances to life. You know, but make sure you take time to pour back into yourself, refresh yourself. When you do that, then you can pour into others. You know, don't forget yourself along the road as you're helping somebody else. You know, because it's so easy that, you know, you look at the time and you say, well, the time gone. You know, there's people who are full-time, you know, in full-time jobs and also trying to raise their children or full-time mom.
Yes.
And so, at home, you know, then we find ourselves in different ways. Yeah. And I particularly want to draw attention to those mothers who, for whatever reason, they, you know, their child might be in prison. You know, we talked about prison because I have come across,
mothers like that.
Mothers like that, and I'm trying to gather my thoughts because I remember a very sad story that I met one of my classmates, my former classmates, in prison one time.
Wow.
And, you know, and it was really sad, you know, and he was on his way out. So he was able to share with me that the saddest part of him being in prison was that, you know, he never got to bury his mom.
Wow.
And the whole time he was in prison, his mother was diagnosed with cancer, and he was unable to be there for his mom, and his mom has gone home, you know, and that broke his heart. The fact that he couldn't be there throughout her illness, and he wanted to say goodbye to her, you know, he couldn't be there. It was really, really heartbreaking, you know. So I just want to reach out to those moms that, you know, that they may have a child in prison, you know, that we are praying, we're supporting you, you know, thinking of you, you know, at this difficult time. The parents that are struggling with their children's mental health as well, you know, and they've lost all hope, you know, in terms of they don't know where to turn, and it's starting to affect their own mental health, you know. You are in our thoughts, you know, we are thinking of you, and we're sending you more strong hugs, you know. There are parents that, you know, that full-time carers as well, you know, they don't even get time for themselves, they don't even get those respite moments, you know. We are thinking of you, you know, we want you to give yourself a pat on the back, you
yes.
know, even if nobody's clapping for you.
Yeah, we're clapping for you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Counselor Adeoye. Thank you for that word of encouragement.